fun, funny, wacky show which is out of this world.
We will take you on an exciting journey of our school community.
We will be discussing school life and how we can make a difference, alongside debating hot topics, special guests, and you might even find out about some top secret information too.
Our squad is made up of
Scarlett,
Nate,
Erin,
Emma,
Jessica,
James,
Beau,
Ray,
Bonnie,
Eliana,
Oscar,
Lowen,
Alice,
and Freya.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy our very first podcast.
Welcome to Pod Squad. I'm Scarlett, aka Red Bull.
I'm Nate, or Nate Dog.
I'm Jeff, slash Puppy.
And I'm Emma, slash Nothing.
Yep, that's right. No nickname here.
In this podcast, we will be talking all about sport.
We will be introducing a special guest.
We will be talking about how much Nate's math and sports, both in and after school.
First, we wanted you to get sporty. We'll be doing some stretching to warm up our muscles. Stand up nice and straight. Our first stretch is lean over to your left, put your right arm in the air, reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars!
Keep your legs shoulder width apart, put your left hand on your left knee, stretch over gently to your left. Hold for 6-7 seconds.
6-7!
Repeat this time on the other side.
Now you're all warmed up, we're going to play a little quiz. You're going to guess the sport when we play the noise. Okay, first noise. Can you guess it? That's right, it's horse riding. Next up. What do you think that was? It's tennis. Okay, one more sport. Any ideas? It's basketball.
How many of these did you get? Now, did you know, in a lunchtime, researchers Lowen and Ray got a clipboard and paper and gathered research to see what is the most popular sport for children in Coxeth. Ray and Lowen are here to talk about what they found out.
You asked 52 people and football had 30 votes.
Basketball had 8 votes.
Netball had 5 votes.
Tennis had 4.
Hockey had 3.
And rugby had 2.
It's safe to say that most people love football.
Well, what do you think of that?
I think they should introduce more sports like rugby.
On the note of sport, we have a special guest. Some of you may know him. Some of you may not have a clue who he is. He's dramatic. He loves jokes. He likes calling people by their nicknames. I'm Cholton.
I'm Gay Gay.
And making up funny names for them. He supports Chelsea. He is the one and only
Mr. Corcoran!
Firstly, thanks for joining us. Today we will be asking you some questions about how mistakes matter in sport.
So, our first question, what is the biggest mistake you have made? How did you learn from this?
Firstly, thank you for having me today, guys, on the podcast club and being the first special guest. From what I'm hearing, you're doing some real good work. Keep up the good work. So the biggest mistake I've made was when I was 17, just recently passed my driving test, taking an old car out in the snow. I was advised not to by parents and friends and family, but thinking that I knew better at the time, being quite young and naive, I took the car out anyway. The car unfortunately crashed into a wall in the snow and the ice. So as you can imagine, that was a very expensive mistake at the time of being 17. And obviously, getting older now, I've learned from those mistakes and I can advise other people in the snow or in the ice about driving, being very careful.
Have you ever made any mistakes in sport? Can you give us an example?
A mistake that's happened quite recently in sport is being unprepared for a big football match. I'm a football coach outside of school, as many people know. We had a big semi-final match and I was very unprepared. Footballs weren't in my car. The bibs and the cones weren't in the right places. And because I felt unprepared and my other coach got off his energy, so did the players. Some of the players turned up late as well, which didn't help with the match preparations. And a game that we should have won and gone into the final, we unfortunately lost. And as you can imagine, the team were quite upset. I was very upset with the result. And a reflection of mine was looking back that if I was more prepared the night before and had my stuff ready and made sure the footballs were pumped up and the bibs and the cones were at the ready, that we would have won and gone through to the final.
Well, that teaches you to always be prepared. How has making this mistake helped you?
So the mistakes helped me. Now I'm double prepared for every single match that I have, making sure the night before I make sure the equipment's ready, I check and double check that everything's prepared, I ensure that all the parents know of the venue, I ensure that all the parents know of the meeting time and the kickoff time, I make sure that my other coach is on the way when I'm leaving my house, just to make sure that helps us with our best preparation and smooth sailing.
Has any mistakes ever changed your career or approach to something?
A mistake in my career within sport was always wanting to be going to primary school teaching, but listening to others and going to secondary school first. I spent a few years at secondary school, but didn't really enjoy teaching the older children and found that dealing with teenagers can be a lot more difficult in a sporting sense. Now, teaching at primary for coming up to 10 years, it's a much happier setting. I feel like I play a crucial role in the sport at two schools in the Trust, and that I further people's sporting knowledge and help people join sports clubs and sports teams outside of school.
Thank you for giving up your time to answer our questions.
One more thing before you go.
We know you like a good joke.
Two cats win a race. One was called 1-2-3, the other one was called Arde Trois. Who won the race? 1-2-3, because Arde Trois cat sank.
Why can't you trust Atom?
I'm not too sure.
They make up everything. There was a magical slide, and when you went down it, whatever you would say would